Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Hey everybody, welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast. This is the first podcast episode for PTSD and Beyond. Welcome. I'm Dr. Deb Lynn, but most people call me Dr. Deb, and I'm going to be your host for as long as I can be. And what I mean by that is, as long as you guys are listening, we'll continue to do the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Of course, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for a few folks, so I want to give a shout out, a heartfelt shout out to some of these folks. First of all, I want to mention the three Marks, Mark, Mark, and Mark. Got a lot of Marks in my life. And of course, Dr. Hill and Dr. Hill. Heartfelt shout out again to Dr. Barbara Krupp. Without her, I certainly wouldn't be here today. There's, of course, Mushy. He's got my heart, got my back. Friends and family, Antoinette, Jarrell, my kids, the family and community at PTSDI chat on Twitter, and researchers that came before me, Dr. Jameson, Seeley, and Benson. How I got here at this podcast is a little crazy. See, all the people that I mentioned in one way or another kept saying, you know, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing this? And I'm very grateful for their encouragement and their support. As a child, if somebody would have told me, as a 51-year-old woman, you are going to be on national television, you'll be a best-selling author, and having radio gigs and sharing your story about child abuse and overcoming the challenges with PTSD and narcissistic abuse, I would have told them that they were crazy. Actually, I would have told them that they were fucking crazy. Let's just be honest. One of the things I want to do here at PTSD and Beyond is to keep our conversations real. Okay, not scripted, but real. So that's what I would have said. See, growing up in Detroit, I'm a native Detroiter. I'm a huge Red Sox fan. I wouldn't have believed a person saying that. I mean, I'm lucky to be where I'm at today. I'm very grateful, very blessed. And one of the goals I want to do with this podcast is to provide you, the listener, with inspiration and hope, education and knowledge and tips and stories from our guests. Things that do more than just make you feel good. Things that actually make you say, you know what? I think I might want to try that, or I want to learn more about that. I want to take this information and do something with it, so I can then make an investment in myself. It means a lot to me that you're here. And I hope with each episode that somebody says to themselves, there's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why I'm listening to Dr. Deb and to these guests and to PTSDI chat, if you want to go on Twitter, and as well as listening to the podcast, of course, PTSD and Beyond. I hope that with each episode that there's somebody out there that says, this was what I needed to hear. This is what I've been waiting to hear. This is what I've been looking for. That's what I hope each episode does. I hope that each episode resonates with you so you can enjoy the podcast, but more so, enjoy your life. See, what I find is that people are missing joy and love and hope and inspiration in their lives. We're going through the motions and we're surviving. See, I believe that modern day survival is the equivalent of status quo. I really do. I really believe that. I really believe that if I was to have stayed in survival mode, that my head would have just continued to be right at water level. Yeah, I would have had the life jacket on, but I would have just been breathing. Then I learned to swim. And I was able to take off the life jacket. Yeah, sometimes water gets shoved in my mouth every once in a while because we've got the shit of life to deal with. But it doesn't control me like it used to. It doesn't make me lay on the couch for weeks like it used to. It doesn't take out the joy that I have with being with my kids like it once did. It doesn't do that anymore. I want PTSD and Beyond, each podcast episode, to be the best that I can deliver for you. See, because you're my why. I still do stuff for myself. Don't get me wrong. I still invest in myself. But this podcast, every time we sit down and enjoy each other's company, is for you. Each guest that comes on, they know, look, when you come on, this is the structure of how the podcast is. I'm going to do an introduction. I'm going to share some stuff about you, introduce who you are. We're going to hear your story, hear ways that you overcame the challenges that you have, and share at least three things that the PTSD and Beyond podcast listeners can take with them, that you can take and use, you can take and share, you can take and talk about, you can take and apply, and nobody knows that you're doing it but you. Isn't that cool? So imagine you're at, big box retailer on a Saturday, and some shit happens, and you're like, oh, fuck, what do I do now? And then you have your V8 moment. Oh, yeah, you know what? I learned some stuff this week on the PTSD and Beyond podcast. I think I'm going to try some of that. See what happens. And let us know how this podcast is inspiring your life, how it's impacting its life, how it's adding value to your life. And in addition to your life, the life of the people that you love that are around you. Because I can tell you one thing that I've learned is that when I do my work every day, my friends and family are affected by it. And when I'm not having a good day, just name the reason why. Maybe there's just so much negativity, okay? I call having too many experiences with toe dippers. And I'll explain what toe dippers are later, but toe dippers gets under my skin sometimes because they're the people that pretend to do the work, but they really have no intention of doing the work. And it gives a false positive, it gives false hope, and it messes with people's lives, not only their families' lives, but then I think to myself, how many people are looking for assistance? And I got a toe dipper here. This is not cool. The podcast is here for you. It is here for you. And again, each guest will share their stories, their challenges, successes, and how it was done. Each show has information, like I mentioned, to support, bring education, knowledge, love, inspiration, and hope. Again, the goal is to provide tips and things that you can use. And most importantly, peer support. I hope each episode someone says, I'm so glad that I listened to that. I'm so glad it's exactly what I needed to hear, because sometimes that's what it takes. It takes somebody doing something that's different, which is the PTSD and Beyond podcast, and having it resonate with some people. That's an awesome goal to have. And to have some fun doing it too. So thanks for being here. I mean it. Thanks for being here. And we'll see you next time on PTSD and Beyond. This is Dr. Deb, you guys. Have a good one, eh?